Hello. Sorry, I'm late. I'm calling Blog Talk Radio right now. I think it's this one. Yes, here we go.
Three, two, one. Blog Talk Radio.
Demented Dungeons and Dragons disclaimer. Asterisk legal notice asterisk. This podcast is for educational and / or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our first-hand knowledge is your hearsay evidence, and you should always go and do your own homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic, tyrannical de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3s or anything of that matter. We do encourage you not to feed the beast. We do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right, when it is right, because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, your freedoms, and your liberty, and those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor, your community, your people, and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will. Please use it wisely. Pray it forward. Pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Love others as you would want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicines. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and / or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor, only you can heal yourself. Disease is a result of a nutritional deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and / or other animals, we are not man animals. This podcast is not made for animals. This podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you. Please tell your human about us.
Hello, and welcome to the free food and medicine portion of the Manic Monday podcast. Let me start out by saying man or other animals. I know that doesn't make any sense. Google it, and it will. The FDA considers us animals, and so they have regulations for animals, and they think that we fall under those rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines. But, are you an animal? I don't know. If you think you evolved from monkeys or apes or whatever, you might be a manimal. Just all depends. Anyhow, this might possibly be a very controversial subject, as pretty much all our subjects. But I recently, actually today, posted thieves' oil on Facebook for sale, and I got a lot of backlash from what we would call brainwashed people. They might think that they're not. They might think that they might actually think we're kooks, and they might actually believe the bull crap. And I feel sorry for them for that reason. But, you know, a friend of mine thinks, you know, they might just be, I don't know, what do you call a spy, you know? Basically there to create problems and whatnot. I don't think it's that organized, but it could be. I think it was just ignorance, and I'm not saying ignorance as in the guy's a stupid idiot. I'm just saying ignorant as in he's uneducated. And I told him, to go do his own homework, but I guess he refuses, and therefore he chooses to remain ignorant. Anyhow, so, and we'll go into more detail on that later on our extended version of the podcast, because the guy kind of tried to entrap me by getting me to say that this essential oil will cure COVID-19. Well, I can't make that claim because there is no magic bullets. You have to feed your body right so that your body can heal yourself. Am I wrong?
You might be, but how can I say it? The truth is you can't say they'll cure anything because, you know, there's agencies and people who will thump you on the head for having said so. You know, we got a guy who's trying to sell colloidal silver. He's a pretty famous guy here in Missouri. I honestly forget his name, but the state of Missouri is suing him because he said it'll cure it. Well, it may or may not. But, you know, they don't get on doctors for saying this, that, or that to cure it. You know, you got to have their special permission to tell the truth. You know, and if you have their special permission, then you can tell lies and get away with it. So,
therein is the problem. And this COVID-19 is blown way out of proportion. I'm not saying it won't get bad. I'm just saying it hasn't proven itself to be as volatile as they claim it is.
Well, it's as real or not, they're using it as a false flag operation to try to push through a whole bunch of other agendas.
Right.
Bill Gates wants to put chips in everybody so that we'll know who's been inoculated and who hasn't been. You know? So,
right. They've been trying to chip us for years.
Right. And the way they're talking, this kind of chip ain't going to be one where I can dig it out of me. It's going to be a whole bunch of stuff stuck inside me, and it's just going to float around in my bloodstream. Ain't shit I'm going to be able to do about it once they've done it to me. So.
Right. So the chip is in the inoculation.
That's a possibility, too. You know, so until we figure out how that particular chip works, you know, maybe we can put corrosive stuff in our bloodstream that'll kill the chip. We might be sick as a dog for a while we're waiting for the chip to get killed, but, you know, but they'll just turn around and put another one in us.
Pretty
and it's already been demonstrated all these radio frequency things cause damage. They make tumors in animals and pets. You know, you really don't want to do that to your pet. No matter how much you don't want your pet to get lost, you don't really want to chip it. You know. So, anyway, that's off subject. We're talking about colds and flus.
It's a little off subject.
Yeah, it's a little off
subject. The RFID chips and the too much cellular activity, 5G that everybody's worried about, blah, blah, blah. It's all radiation, and it causes damage to the immune system. And you need to repair and rebuild that immune system using natural things that God put here on the earth for us to use. Otherwise, it's going to keep getting worse.
Sunshine.
Exactly. So they're quarantining people when they need vitamin D from the sun. I mean, you could take vitamin D, but it's not going to be as efficient. You need sunlight.
Well, and the stuff they call vitamin D isn't necessarily a vitamin D that you produce.
That's true, too.
You know, and you need the vitamin D that you produce because that's the vitamin D you need for your immune system. Plus, sunlight kills viruses and it kills bacteria. And so if you lay out in the sun, every time you sneeze, the stuff you sneeze out is going to get killed by the sunlight. Now, I'm in Missouri, and we're under cloud cover right now. So, you know, not so much. But, you know, when the sun is out, get some sun. Hang your clothes in the sun. Let the, you know, that's the natural way to disinfect.
Right.
Turn them inside out so the sun bleaches the inside. That way your outside stays nice and pretty. Plus, it's the inside that touches you. So you want to... The outside will get plenty of sunlight when you're wearing it.
So yeah, thieves oil. I got attacked on Facebook for posting thieves oil for sale because they thought I was trying to take advantage of the poor people in this crisis. When it's actually
surely cracking up. Shirley was cracking up when she saw this. When she saw that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And you know what?
And so now my
you're taking advantage of the ignorant. Taking advantage of the ignorant, and I'll explain how. See, the ignorant will stay away from it.
True.
And so they're increasing their chances of getting sick.
Right. I'm only helping the educated.
Yeah. Unfortunately, some of those educated people are actively telling the uneducated to do the wrong thing while they do the right thing.
Well, okay, yeah, there's some of those too. But anyway, so yeah, my post is under review. It'll probably get deleted because Facebook's in bed with the New World Order. But nonetheless, if you want any thieves oil, I'm not saying you got to buy mine. Go out there and get some thieves oil. I give the recipe away for free on my website, oilsoftheearth.com. I thought I had a little search bar on there, but I guess I don't. But if you scroll down to the comment section or where it shows you the last comments, I've made two recent comments there. So you can go click on those and it'll take you right to the page that gives you the history behind the thieves oil and the recipe. So you can go make your own. You could do your homework, the whole nine yards. I'm not telling people to buy mine. I've been doing this for years. I've got credibility. I only buy good quality stuff. I've got very satisfied customers and references. But if you don't trust me, hey, go get your own. Make your own. I don't care how you get it. Just get it. That's all I care about. I'm here to help people. I'm selling it because it costs me money to buy it, to make it, or do the blends and stuff like that. You know, it costs me time and money. But I'm not saying that you have to buy mine. And my price is very competitive, by the way. I'm cheaper than most people out there. But you can go buy your own somewhere else. I don't care. That's all. I just want you to get healthy and have as many preventatives, whether it's essential oils, whether it's eating wild edibles, which is what we're going to be talking about today, and just eating healthy, being healthy, taking your herbs, minerals, vitamins, your homeopathic remedies. Personally, if you don't do half the stuff that we do, if you just take a buttload of vitamins and minerals, amino acids and fatty acids, for the most part, you'll be okay. Marcus Rothkranz and a lot of my other our other mentors say it's not that simple. You've got to change your diet, and that's accurate.
It's true. You got to do that stuff. One lady we're listening to says you have to avoid the 7 M's. Honestly, I can't list the 7 M's, but I know that number one of them is medication. And our explanation for that is that most of the medications out there change the way the cell operates. It creates, the cell it gets clogged down with medication, and so it creates these new openings. She had a name for these openings, all right? And unfortunately, these same openings are the openings that the virus is used in order to get into the cell. And all the cell is doing is trying to open itself up to receive more nutrients because it's getting clogged up. And so it you go overboard in one direction, so it goes overboard in another direction, trying to fix itself. And now you're open to all the viruses, including the coronavirus. And so, you know, why do you want to do that to yourself? I mean, it explains why people who go to the hospital, why they're always sick. You know, it's like they go to the doctor to get well, and they're always sick. You know, what's up with that?
Right. And look at the side effects to these pharmaceuticals. They're horrendous. Why would you want to do that to yourself? You know, the free food and medicine doesn't have any or near the side effects that these pharmaceuticals have. You know, they're very minor, if any. So that's why
Who's that comedian that read off the symptoms of this one pill, and it turns out he wasn't joking? He didn't have to write the routine. He just had to read it right off the side of the pill box.
Bill Burr,
yeah. I mean, side effects of this anti-nausea pill include death. It's like, excuse me, I think I'd rather be nauseated.
Right? I'd rather just go without. The Amish, we have an Amish naturopath in our area, and he told us a story about this lady that was dying. And the doctors basically told her and her family that she was going to die. She's got 6 months to live. And so they liquidated all of her stuff, and she moved in with them. And they asked the doctor if she should still take the medication. And the doctor said, it's not going to matter either way. So they took her off
all
the medication.
It's just going to waste your money. No point in giving it to her.
So they took her off all the medications. Didn't do anything different than what they normally do. She lived another 14 years.
Right. And the guy kind of took her in because he figured she wasn't going to be around very much longer. Like, well.
Right. They took her, her family took her in thinking she was only going to be around for 6 months. Not that they were upset that she lived longer, but, you know, they were expecting her to only live 6 months or less, maybe a little more. But not much. She
was
living 14
years.
Well,
it's more on the lines that they figured they could handle the burden that long, you know?
Yeah.
And it would give her comfort and whatever. And, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully they make a bunch of.
Her health improved the whole nine yards. She was back up on her feet and doing normal stuff again. You know, she probably wasn't running around like a spring chicken, but she was healthy. So that's why we're anti-pharmaceutical. That's only one reason why, but there's a lot of reasons. They create a problem so that they can advocate a solution for the problem, which puts more and more money into their pockets. You know, you start out with one pill or one shot, one inoculation, whatever, and then you got to go back to the doctor to get more pills or more shots for the side effects, for the problems that the first pill or shot gave you. And then that pill or shot is going to give you side effects. So then you got to go back to the doctor and get more pills and shots. Screw that.
Yeah, sounds fun. Roller coaster ride.
I'm sorry, what?
Sounds fun. Sounds like a roller coaster ride, up and down.
Right. You know, and this guy accuses me of trying to take advantage of people in the times of crisis. That's what the pharmaceutical industry does. We're trying to prevent that.
Precisely.
We're the opposition. Of course, the pharmaceutical industry knows that. But, you know, they're killing people. Iatrogenic disease kills more people than war. That is the New World Order's best solution to population control. The UN wants population control. The pharmaceutical industry is their gateway to doing that. Now, this coronavirus has killed less people globally than people die in car accidents daily. So how is this pandemic?
Ban the cars! Ban the cars!
Right.
Actually, they're working on that, so I should shut my mouth.
So, we talked about viruses on our previous podcast. Today, we're going to talk about colds and flus. So, we're going to go through Marcus Rothgrand's Free Food and Medicine Worldwide Edible Plant Guide and give you the herbs that you should be taking right now for colds and flus.
Right.
The first one,
so,
I cannot pronounce.
What does it start with? Because I don't have the book in front of me. I'm going to fix that situation, though.
I think it's agrimony.
Ooh, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, and I'm not familiar with it, but it does sound familiar.
I think you pronounced it right. I can't guarantee that, but I think you pronounced it right.
Okay.
What's the next one?
Andrographis.
Andrographis? Astrologus? No? Andrographis.
No. Andrographis.
Well, okay.
And
next
one is anise hyssop, which is basically the anise. I got anise oil. It smells like black licorice. It's good for a lot of things. I don't remember exactly what it's good for because I don't like black licorice, so I kind of avoid it. But anise.
Anise.
Okay. Angelica. Now, we talked about that one before, but I don't remember what we said. I'm not as familiar with that one either. And I don't have it marked, so I can't look it up. I mean, I can, but it'll take me a minute. Ash, the American mountain ash, specifically. Aspen. Balsam root. Basil. Everybody knows what basil is. So go get you some basil and eat your basils. Bayberries. I know what that is, but it's not ringing a bell.
Yeah, anyway, me neither.
Okay.
Bee
balm.
Also known as bergamot, which he also has listed.
Yep.
Begonia.
Oh, there we go. So the begonias in your window, if you like begonias, those will help you fight colds and flus. Bergamot.
Birch.
Probably the bark. We'll have to look that up in order to tell you exactly what part of the birch tree will help with colds. But you can always Google these things or Yahoo search or DuckDuckGo?
DuckDuckGo is my favorite right now.
Right. For you anti-Google people? I'm an anti-Google person too, but I'm not as hell-bent on it as some of my other peoples. But I agree with them. I just don't. I'm not as strict about it.
You're going to wait until somebody else figures out how to get it done.
I block some of the Google stuff, and I use it sparingly. But I'm not as analytical as you are, so I don't take the time to go through all the research to do how to block everything and find alternatives for everything.
90 seconds.
Oh. Yeah.
So,
that's a subject for another podcast.
Yeah, Blog Talk just gave us our 90-second warning, which we still got 15 minutes. So, real quick, I'll let you know that when we go into overtime, once I get this uploaded to our other website, which is freefoodandmedicine.org, you can listen to the rest
60
of the
seconds.
Story there. That being said, check out Marcus Rothkranz at freefoodandmedicine.com. And if you want to buy something from Marcus Rothkranz, he's got free stuff and he's got to buy stuff. If you want to buy something there and you want to give us credit, go to freefoodandmedicine.net. And again, check out oilsoftheearth.com. You can see basically everything I have access to getting. I may not carry all that stuff, but I can get most, if not all, of that stuff. And I've been doing this for many, many moons. DavidDavidAndDavid.com for our contact information if you want to buy some essential oils or bulk herbs from us. You can also buy bulk
10
herbs
seconds
and blends from Marcus Rothkranz. So, yeah, go to freefoodandmedicine.org at the to hear the rest of the story here in about 15 minutes. We'll be going there. And we have approximately less than 10 podcasts left here on Blog Talk Radio. So once we're done there, we will be full-time at freefoodandmedicine.org. So, continuing.
Right. Bone set.
Boneset.
Boneset or bone set?
I'm not sure. It's not. It's another one I'm not familiar with yet.
Yeah, I was trying to look it up while you were talking, and I don't see it in his index. Blue vervain.
Vervain, yes.
Catnip?
Blue vervain. Catnip. Catnip's good for a lot of things, and it's good for termites. If you got, if you're worried about termites around your house, just grow some catnip around the house. Your cats will love it. And the termites will hate it. I can't remember what else catnip is actually good for, but we've read different things that catnip is good for in this book. Cedar.
Cedar.
Cedar is high in vitamin C, and that's one of the things you need right now for this coronavirus is vitamin C. Vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc. Those are the three main things you need. You need a bunch of other nutrients, but those are the three main ingredients. And cedar, junipers, which I'm sure is in here.
Chonka piedra?
Right there. Chonka piedra is great for, obviously, colds. And I think it was under flus, too. It's also good for kidney stones. It's good for a lot of different things. Carry on. Chamomile.
Chamomile.
Chamomile's great for relaxation, stress, anxiety, obviously colds. Chaparral. What do you know about chaparral?
Nothing off the top of my head. Sorry.
I know we've read it before, but I didn't retain it.
Cinnamon. Yeah. Yeah, one of those things you find in, what is that called? Thieves' oil.
Oh, yes. The cinnamon is one of the ingredients in thieves' oil. So there you go. Cinnamon also helps regulate your sugar in your body. So, and Marcus Rothkranz says cut out sugar and you'll have a better immune system. Well, if you take whether you cut out the sugar or not, if you take the cinnamon, it'll help you regulate your sugars so that you're healthier and therefore potentially not going to get sick. But you
and
still cut
cinnamon
back on
actually
sugars.
Makes things, to me, cinnamon actually makes things taste sweeter. So
right, so it enhances maybe the sugar to make it taste better so you don't have to use as much.
Right. It's not sweet all by itself to me, but you mix cinnamon and sugar together, the sugar, you know, you don't need as much sugar.
Right. So. It's like putting coffee in your cocoa when you're making brownies or something.
Maybe.
Right. It enhances the flavor. Well, now, that being said, we also suggest converting from white sugar to raw sugar and other natural sources of sugar. Quit using this bleached processed sugars. You want raw sugars to have actual nutrients in it, and that alone will make you healthier.
At the very least, use brown sugar. At least then they added the cooked molasses back to it. Yes, it's cooked, you know, both the sugar and the molasses, but, you know, at least you're getting some of the minerals back when you do that. So,
right.
You know, just saying.
But raw sugar, even though it's a little more expensive, well, it depends on the flavor. I mean, if you like the flavor of brown sugar in your tea, hey, you know, go for it. But, yeah, it's actually not that bad. But I use
white sugar and white flour are both devoid of nutrients.
So is white salt.
Yeah. I mean, ideally, you know, you want it raw. Ideally, you want to make your own flour at home, buy the grain, and grind it up just before you use it. I know, even if you had the machinery to do it, it's a pain in the butt. I understand. But it'll make you healthier.
We don't do that. But, yeah, we would be healthier if we did that. We don't do that. We're just trying to buy it as natural as possible, as raw and organic as possible. So we, you know, it makes our lives easier, but we're still healthier. Maybe not as healthy, but healthier. We're not perfect either. And none of this is a cure-all. But if you do all of it, you'll go a long, long, long ways.
Yeah, I'm 210. I should be 180. So, just saying.
Well, but he has been eating a lot of chickweed and has lost a lot of weight. So there you go.
Yeah, I actually haven't lost a lot of weight. I went from 220 down to 210, but I have lost a lot of waistline. I'm trying to figure that out.
Well, maybe you actually built some more muscles. Well, muscle weighs more than fat, too. Got to remember that.
Yeah.
So his pot belly is not near as big as it was. It's obvious.
No.
You know,
no, my pot belly is nearly gone.
I need to eat
my pot belly is nearly gone. I'm proud of that, but I really only lost about 10 pounds, even though I lost about 8 inches on my waistline.
I need to lose 5 pounds. I got a baby pot belly, so I need to eat some more chickweed myself.
You know, it could be that I'm less bloated.
Maybe.
You know, my pot belly could have been bloat.
Yeah, I don't exercise enough, and I don't eat enough chickweed, and I don't drink enough water. That's why I get, you know, congested a lot. You got to drink half of your body weight in ounces of water, and I don't do that. I know 90% of us don't do that. I wait till I get congested, and then I start drinking more water because that's my trigger.
Minimum.
Right. You know, you start getting sick or you start getting congested. That's your body's way of saying, hey, you need to drink more water. Because we're 75% water. We need to drink a lot of water. Our bodies need water. And healthy water at that. Healthy water is hard to come by. But we will get into that in another podcast.
Yep.
Okay, so coral vine. Not familiar with that.
Nope. Not familiar with Cornus cusa either.
Okay. Echinacea, we're familiar with that. That's notorious.
Yep,
for
I like echinacea.
And
tastes
allergies.
Good. Tastes great.
Yeah. Elderberries, high in vitamin C and very yummy. Oh, yeah.
Yes,
Go ahead.
I've gone through half of the quart of elderberry tincture that you've prepared for me.
Oh, okay, cool.
There's only a pint left, and it's mostly berries.
That's another thing the guy said on the Facebook in the comment section, trying to make fun of me. says it's probably just vodka with some added natural stuff. And I'm like, I didn't think about saying it at the time, but I thought about it afterwards. Well, my essential oils, you know, my my thieves oil blend, it's 100% pure. Well, I wouldn't say it's 100% pure. It's probably got some adulterant in it through the processing of going from the different countries and through the importer and into me. But it's, I would say, like they say on gold, it is 99.999 pure. It is good, high-quality stuff. I am very selective about who my suppliers are. My customers love it. My customers love me. I only sell quality product. But anyways, if it was diluted with alcohol, then it would be called a tincture, and then I would sell it for way less because it would be way cheaper for me to make. And then it wouldn't be aromatherapy. It would be a tincture.
Well, it wouldn't last as long either. It wouldn't last as long, but it probably still had the same effect.
Right. Well, then it would be a tincture, so you would use it internally, but only in small doses because it still would be somewhat concentrated. You know,
I got no choice.
Huh?
I got no choice. 4 tablespoons, I'm under the table.
Right. Well, David puts it in his water. I mean, he puts fuse oil in his water, just a couple drops in a gallon, but,
yes.
You know.
At most, 4 drops in a gallon of water.
How many? 4?
And 4 at most.
Okay. Yeah, they say, I think, a maximum of 1 drop per 16 ounces of water. The same practice that you might use for flower essence, although flower essence are not as concentrated as essential oils. So some oils you can use internally, but they suggest using the organic ones rather than the non-organic ones. But most people just say don't use them internally at all. I say make sure you're very educated on what you're doing before you use them internally, because most essential oils, most essential oil blends are sold for external use only, because it's very, very high concentrate. If you drink it without the proper dilution, it will make you sick. So.
But will it kill you?
That I don't know. I've never heard of anybody dying from drinking essential oils.
Right.
I don't think it's palatable enough for you to drink it.
Right. Yeah, there's that question, too. There's a lot of things out there that are edible and good for you. They may be edible, but they're not palatable. You know?
Right.
So, like, burdock leaves. Burdock is full of nutrients. It's a delightful herb. You should be eating it. I cannot get the leaf to pass. Well, it'll pass my lips, but I end up spitting it out. It's just so bitter. I can't eat it.
Right. See, I chase it with tea or juice. It's the only way only way I'll eat it because it's so bitter. So when I'm going,
however, burdock root, fresh burdock root is delicious. You should cook it up and put it in your stew.
There you go. Yeah, when I go out foraging, I take my tea, I take my juice with me so that I have something to chase the bitter herbs that are too bitter for me to handle, if you will. Because I like sweets. I'm a sweetaholic. So I prefer eating flowers and fruits and berries. That's my favorite. That's my preference. I have some favorite greens that I like to eat too, but most of them are bitter. Bitter's good for you, but like I said, I got to have something to chase it with. So I take tea and I take juice with me to chase it. And then I eat more healthy if I do it that way.
All right. Now, we rabbit trailed a long ways.
Feverfew is great for fevers. It's good for headaches and migraines. I'm not sure what else it's good for besides colds.
Right. It's been mentioned some of the other things we looked at too. So, gravel root.
You got to get the Free Food and Medicine Worldwide Edible Plant Guide from Marcus Rothkranz. So you can go through it and read it yourself. My other favorite book is Prescriptions for Natural Healing. I've been using that for 20 years. Marcus Rothkranz is somewhat new to us. We've been using his stuff for about 5 years. But Prescriptions for Natural Healing, go find that book. It is amazing. Okay. Gravel root. Gravel root is amazing.
Gravel root. And there's a rabbit trail in that one, too. That's the ingredient that Dr. Schultz added to I forgot his name.
Dr. Christopher.
Added to Dr. Christopher's rejuvenation tea. All right. Gravel root does a lot of wonderful things. I won't go into them because it's not cold related, but apparently gravel root's good for colds as well.
Well, we can go into it. We typically do that.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
And there we go.
Goodbye.
Now we're on the other side. So,
gravel root
is good for
bones.
So,
for those who are waiting for this answer, gravel root dissolves bone spurs, cartilage, calcium buildup in places where they don't belong. All right? But it doesn't touch any tissue that's where it belongs. It touches those tissues that are in the wrong place, and it dissolves them and makes those nutrients available for you to use where they're supposed to be used. So, you know, you got some of these lumps in your skin and stuff like that, these cartilage lumps. It'll dissolve them, all right? You know, so make a tincture and apply it directly, or eat the gravel root. You got bone spurs, all right? It'll dissolve the bone spurs, and it'll let you use that calcium and magnesium that you just freed up to build your bones. Because, you know, people with bone spurs often have other bone-related problems, you know?
And kidney stones.
Right. So while it itself doesn't do the repair, yeah, it'll help dissolve kidney stones. Was that in the kidney stone formula?
I believe
so. I don't remember. Anyway, so I don't know how it helps with the cold. I don't know the dynamics there, but, you know, apparently it helps with colds as well. So we'd have to look up gravel root and see what it had to say. And, you know, quite frankly, you know, Marcus doesn't have everything on every herb that he even has in here. You still need to grab hold of other sources and get further details. You know. So, you know, we're going through this list. It might hit your mind. Hey, I know that herb. I know exactly what to do with that. You know?
Right. Feel free to call in. You know, we stumble on a herb or two that we don't know much about.
Oh, my.
And you want to put in your 2 cents, feel free to call in.
I'm curious what gravel root seed pod looks like because it looks, well, not quite. Never mind. I won't say it because I'll get people running after the wrong plant. All right. Description, pointy leaves, crust leaves, have an apple scent. The whole plant is usable. Roots are the strongest. That's why they call it gravel root. Okay. Leaves and roots are used for kidney infections, painful urination, enlarged prostate, diuretic, diarrhea, colds, chills, rheumatism, gout. I should tell that to Bill. He hasn't had gout recently, but he's had gout problems. Kidney stones, asthma, coughs, gallbladder, strengthens immune system, lots of polysaccharides. Be aware, there is another plant that uses that used to be called Gravel Route. Okay, so yeah, I need to look into what that other plant might have been, because who knows what if that's the same Gravel Route or not.
Right.
Yeah, it didn't exactly say what it did in order to help with colds, but it did say it helped with them. Okay, where were we? Hemlock?
Uh-oh.
Hemlock tree. This is a pine tree. This is a conifer. Not to be confused with a plant that looks a lot like carrots. All
right? Right, and pine is high in vitamin C.
Yep.
And even though there is no such thing as a magic bullet, the pine pollen is a superfood. So you want to make sure you get some of that.
Right. So if you live in a place where the pine trees just drop tons and tons of pollen all over your car and turn it bright yellow every year, well, about the time you get a light dusting of yellow on your car, start collecting those pollen capsules.
And snort it.
Well, put it under
your
tongue.
I'm just kidding. Yes, put it under your tongue, not up your nose with the rubber hose.
Yeah, up your nose will make you sneeze. Under your tongue will get rid of the problem.
Exactly.
Johnny Jump Up.
It isn't going to hurt you, but you don't want to breathe a lot of it, I'm sure.
Well, if you got hay fever, that's only going to make it worse.
Right.
All right.
Johnny Jump Up? We got to look into that, because the last time I heard Johnny Jump Up was a thing you put your baby in and hang it from the doorway.
Oh, here I thought it was an exercise like jumping jacks.
It kind of is for babies.
Right.
Johnny Jump Up, 210 in the book.
Ever so slightly faster than me. And there it is.
Bing.
What's the
looking for the picture. Oh, yeah, okay. That's a succulent.
They look like the flowers look a lot like what was it, pansies? Violets.
Right. I think it's a succulent. The leaves look like a succulent.
Flowers are edible and delicious. Wild mint wintergreen flavor.
Cool.
Wow. You could grow it then, because I like that kind of stuff. Leaf tea used for sickness, sore throats, epilepsy, blood purifier, asthma, bronchitis, rheumatism, heart palpitations, skin problems, eczema, calming sedative. A great addition to drinks, soups, desserts, and salads.
Boom, sucker.
All right, so yeah, it looks like it deals with some of the symptoms. You know, so, you know, if you're having problems with a cold or a flu, you want to clear out your bronchial tubes. You want to relieve your sore throat. You want to have your system calm down a bit so you're not sitting there hacking and coughing all the time. You know.
Right.
So, you know, half the time when you've got a cold or a flu, it's not the cold or a flu so much as the burning under your nose from having blown your nose too much, and the soreness in the back of your throat from having coughed so much that now your throat's raw. You know, the cold or the flu didn't cause those things. Those are just after effects, you know. And you might be dealing with that for a long time after the cold and flu is gone. Anyway. Next on our list, Johnny Jump Up's juniper, lemongrass, linden.
I've heard of that.
Isn't that one of the leaves of one of the cough drops you got?
I'm not sure, but Linden tea, I've heard of that. I mean, I'm not sure
Linden
what it's good
Berry?
For besides, maybe it's Linden Berry.
I'm looking, I'm curious. Folks, right, we're not even quite halfway through the list.
No.
And we're in overtime.
We're in overtime. That's okay. I read the flu stuff, yes, last week. So if we just stop at colds, it's okay.
Okay. Do-do-do-do-do-do. It's also called lime blossom or basswood.
Do what?
It's also called basswood or lime blossom. It's a okay. nutritious food plant planted throughout many cities and subdivisions. Apparently, it's decorative.
Ah. Hang on a second.
Tiny fruits look like peas. Flowers are great for nervous system and for other heart-calming people's anxieties, restlessness, and nervousness. Hey, Cindy needs this. I'm sorry. But do not take all the time, though, or heart problems may arise. Leaves are usually asymmetrical, the young leaves, when they come out in spring, taste like romaine lettuce. That's a lot of romaine lettuce. Very safe to eat. Do not eat old, bigger leaves. They aren't worth much and hard to digest.
Which one is that again?
Linden.
Oh, okay.
The new young leaves, however, are very soothing to the digestive tract. So, yeah, just eat the young leaves, the brand new shoots. And then use the flower for tea. The inner bark tea is used for lung problems, stomach issues. Flowers are used for colds and fevers. Small flowers, white to yellow, are delightfully fragrant and have a honey-like flavor. The flowers have been used in teas and as medicine in the past. Note, frequent heavy consumption of linden flower tea can cause heart damage. Take it easy. Leaves are fine to eat as much as you want. So you can eat the leaves left and right. You can make tea out of the flowers, but you got to go easy on it. It doesn't say anything about the berries except the fact that they are green pea-like. You know, the fruits are green peas, look like green peas.
Nice.
So, I don't know. I have to look into Lindenberry. See.
Lindenberry!
Lyre leaf? Lyre leaf? Sage? Maple?
Sage.
Mint?
Sage is the alternative for Lysol.
Sage.
Just so you know. So you can grow your own Lysol.
So if you were to, like, make a tincture out of that, right around the house?
Well, then you can drink your own Lysol. But, Right? You would have to, I don't know if you could use a tincture for external use. I don't see why you wouldn't. It might be a little sticky because of the alcohol. But, I mean, you can get the essential oil or even distill it yourself and make your own essential oil. Or just take the fresh leaves and rub it, you know, rub it between your hands and get the fresh oil on your hands and then rub that around. But as far as spraying it, yeah, you'd have to make an oil out of it or some kind of something or other. You might be able to make a tincture out of it for a spray, but like I said, it might be sticky.
Okay,
Well,
I read
this
wrong.
I'm not.
I read this wrong. I read it lyre leaf, and then I read it sage, as if sage was something else. Lyre leaf sage is what you're looking for, and I'm gonna look that up because sage is listed again. I thought it was kind of weird he listed sage twice, and he didn't.
Right.
So 144 is the page for lyre leaf sage. Yeah, I don't know what to say. It looks like a variant of something in the mint family. It's got a blue flower, got a leaf that looks like lettuce.
Very interesting.
These have a red-purple color along the main veins. Yep.
What
entire
page?
Plant edible, used for gas, laxative, colds, calming. Mild-tasting, minty flavor.
What page?
144. First one on the page.
144. All right, I'm driving now, so. Okay. Oh, I've seen it. It almost looks like 10-bit. Almost.
Yeah, almost. A little thinner and pale and blue, whereas 10-bit is very purple. And very different leaves.
Right. Yeah, the leaves actually grow up the stem, unlike these ones, I think.
Yeah, well, the henbit leaves are very different from this. But the flower is similar, because it's in the mint family.
Right, it just reminds me of henbit.
People confuse dead nettle and henbit all the time, even though the leaves are very different. Same color flower. Same color flower. The flower itself is the same shape, just arranged slightly differently. But, you know. Oops. There. I lost track of where I was. Maple. Mint.
Maple. Like maple syrup?
Like maple syrup. Get your real maple syrup and cure your cold. Yeah, probably not. But still, it'd be fun to try.
Yeah, it might
help. It'd be a good excuse for getting the real stuff.
Right.
Mugwort.
I got some of that. I can't use it, though. Mullen.
Mullen.
Mullen tastes pretty
mullen
good.
Mullen, I can kind of understand, because it's generally good for lungs. Anything that makes your lungs work better will probably make your cold be less of a problem.
There you go.
Mustard. Myrtle.
Mustard.
Neem.
Myrtle. Neem.
Yep. Neem, let's see now. Yeah, cat just knocked my hand.
OSHA.
Yeah, you want to keep OSHA out of all your factories and plants, but no.
That's true. We want to keep the government organization known as OSHA out of your lives as much as possible. But, yeah,
OSHA,
the plant, OSHA root is good for you. OSHA root will help you fight addiction, smoking, and stuff like that. And smoking is bad for you. Tobacco's not bad for you, but smoking it or in excess is bad for you. So, tobacco's a dewormer and a laxative, but, you know, people are addicted to smoking, and too much smoking will damage your lungs. And therefore, you need things like mullein to fix that. But OSHA root will help you quit smoking. It helps fight the addiction. And also, so will skullcap herb and probably even mullein. Okay, what's next?
Parsley.
Going around.
calling around.
What is it, parsley?
Can you hear me?
What is it, parsley?
Parsley.
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 Everybody.
And then
Pearly
Everlasting. I have no idea what this is.
Yeah, me neither.
Is that like an everlasting gobstopper?
We wish.
Right. Perla? Perla? Yeah, I'm not sure how to pronounce it.
Yeah. I was trying to pronounce that.
Pineapple weed.
Pineapple weed.
Pineapple weed. Let's see now. What else we got? Plantain?
Plantain. We know lots about plantain.
Meow.
Well, sort of. Good for the blood.
We got a cat that's exploring a bit further than she's ever explored before, so I'm a little nervous.
Oh, you let her out?
Well, yeah, I'm here in the greenhouse. I opened the door, and there's no other cats around. But the wind blew the door shut, and I was afraid that she didn't know she could go back in.
Oh, okay.
So
plantain.
So she's out here.
Two types of plantain.
Yeah, it doesn't matter which one you get, though. They're pretty much the same. Variation in flavor, variation in configuration. But other than that, they're pretty much identical for use.
David likes the round leaf or the broad leaf one. I like the narrow leaf one.
Yep. And, well, the one thing I don't like about the broadleaf one is it tends to grow where people drive or walk. And I don't like eating things
right.
that have been walked on or driven on. But
especially if you're walking
when I can find it growing.
Fungus.
Yeah. If I can find it someplace where it isn't been driven on or walked on, I enjoy using it as a salad green and eating the seed pods as if they're nuts, you know?
Right.
So, yep.
Yeah, now the broadleaf one is more rubbery, if you will, so it's harder to chew.
If
you ain't got no teeth like Kano, but I like the narrow leaf one mostly for flavor and because it's easier for me to eat.
Right. Okay. Prickly ash.
Not familiar.
Yeah, me neither. But being an ash, it's got to be a tree. And here's one I'm not familiar with either. Purple Poppy Mallow.
Purple Poppy Mallow. Say it 10 times real fast.
Yeah. I'll have to look that one up.
Purple Poppy Mallow. Purple Poppy Mallow. I can't even do it three times. Purple
Wild Poppy. Quinine.
Purple Poppy. Okay, never mind. Forget it. What?
Wild Quinine.
Quailine?
There's no L in it.
Quaaludes?
No, there's no L. Quinine. All right, here's your sage in its proper place in the list.
And
then
sagebrush.
Right
after that. Yep.
Sassafras.
Sassafras.
Yeah, sassafras is something that kind of pulled off the market. They've been telling people that causes cancer. But what it is one of the extracts that they took out of it that actually gives you the flavor and everything. Yeah, in high concentrations, that can cause cancer. But if you take it in its natural form with all the nutrients and constituents that are normally with it, it's great. You know? So, anyway.
Anyway. Sapodilla. Sapodilla?
Sapodilla.
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 Say it again.
Sapodilla. Sapodilla.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Me neither.
Seneca snake root.
Not really.
Sourberry. Sourberry.
Grow that.
Anything we can. Spearmint.
Right.
Spice yeah. bush.
Never
Sweet
heard of it.
Everlasting.
We have heard of that.
So there's Pearly Everlasting and Sweet Everlasting. Okay. Sweet Wormwood.
Wormwood. Just like tobacco, it's an anti-parasitic. And obviously, it fights colds and flus.
Sweet Flag. Uh-oh. Here comes the other cats. Yep,
Sweet
other cats
flag.
Can't come in here.
Never heard of that.
And Toothwort.
And Toothwort. Toothwort.
Toothwort.
On the last podcast.
Tulsi. Wax myrtle. Wintergreen.
Never heard of it.
Wheatgrass.
Wintergreen is also good for energy. Wintergreen. Good for energy, stamina, alertness. Wintergreen is also good for pain. One of my pain blends for essential oils is wintergreen, emu oil, and something else I forgot. It's not, I'm not trying to keep a secret. I actually forgot, but I only remember parts of my blend most of the time. Go ahead.
And then wood sorrel, a.k.a. oxalis.
Oh, yeah.
And then
we
yarrow.
Love wood sorrel. I love wood
right.
sorrel.
Well, remember we had that podcast, the guy was concerned about oxalic acid?
Right.
Oxalic acid was named after oxalis, a.k.a. wood sorrel. So, I mean, you know, if you're concerned about, you know, something that might cause kidney problems, you're going to end up avoiding the health benefits of actually, you know, of eating that thing. So if you're avoiding a nutritious food because you're afraid of some condition that you don't have for other reasons, you know?
Right.
Kind of counterproductive.
And if you eat the, if you're taking the wood sorrel, eating the wood sorrel for your cold and or flus or whatever, and you're also taking the gravel root and the chunk of piedra with it, it'll cancel out the side effects, if you will, from the oxala, whatever it's called, from the wood sorrel.
Right.
So
well, you know, I guarantee
it'll help you process that nutrient. So that you're not putting it in the wrong places.
I'm willing to bet that 99% of our listeners eat corn. All right? But corn is the
yeah.
major cause of a disease called pellagra. So if you want to avoid
right.
pellagra, you should probably not eat corn. Well, no, that's not the truth.
Corn syrup.
What you do is you eat other foods. You eat other foods to make up for the lack of nutrients.
Right.
You know, for what was missing from the corn.
Exactly. Not to knock this girl's research, but someone I know has done a lot of homework on water and how certain waters are heavy in metals and other... potential contaminants from the earth. And or the other stuff in the environment, like people. But, you know, she's right about how some of these heavy metals and whatnot causes problems like, what's that disease where you get the shakes?
I didn't hear you.
What's the disease that you get when you get the shakes? Is it Parkinson's?
I think that's one of them.
Okay.
Another one is palsy.
Or can. And so you got to have proper water filtration, even though it's well water. Now, there's herbs and foods that you can be eating to help you process these heavy metals. Just like if you're drinking hard water and it's high in calcium, there's herbs and minerals that will help you process the calcium so that you don't have kidney stones and other calcium buildup problems in your body. So, yeah, one step, one solution, one stage might be to filter your water, but, you know, the other stage is to get the proper nutrients of filtering your water or filtering it as much. If you're on well water, if you're on city water, you definitely want to filter your water.
Right. Well, yeah.
I don't know what herbs will help you process and excrete chlorine and fluoride out of your body. Probably black walnut. But other than that, I don't know.
Right. So.
What's that weed that I tried to transplant from Kansas City, but it died out?
I'm sorry, I was only hearing every other word you said. Hello? Hello? Okay, either I or he is falling off. So, you want to find out more? You can find us at Free Food Medicine. We're usually here on Mondays, but I guess today we did it on a Tuesday. And, yeah, I guess we will talk to you next week. Look forward to hearing from you. Got questions? Please call us, text us. We have a Discord channel that you can find, Free Food and Medicine. Look forward to hearing from you. Have a good evening. Bye.